Blog Talk Radio.
Your name will be honored, Lord. Your kingdom will come from all nations, Lord. Your reign will come from all peoples, for they are all yours. And must acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to your honor, O Father. Amen. Alrighty, well, let's get into some music.
Thank you. trust in your ways.
Years right. stunning, people gunning for gold, but they can't hold the bold. And since the kingdom come, nothing new under the sun. Men and women living, dying for the one.
We're ready to fight with no fists before. We'll stand our ground in the raging storm. It's a place that we go untold. I saw my fire with a heart of gold. Reaching for those in oppression. Reach your love in the world as our weapon. Stand up in the comedy cold. We're living with a heart of gold.
But you can beat them down. Bang on these walls, but you can beat them down. Return what I learned, lead them where the fire starts. It sparks the revolution, the hate the institution. And I'll express the fusion that I'm given in this art. But you can't buy my silence, can't buy it off me. Started talking power and fame, that's where you lost me. So what's it cost me? Eternal price tag to be on that level. Sacrifice the self for now, or dance with the devil. The real goes within, the real goes with him. Scandals and heartbreaks, it seems so grim. And this world can't be cold, but this refuge is gold. We've been given a promise, so let the story unfold.
We're ready to fight with no fist before. We'll stand our ground in the raging storm. It's the place that we go untold. I saw a fire with a heart of gold. Reaching for those in oppression. Reach your love in the world as our weapon. Stand up in the comedy cold. We're ready to fight with no fist before. We'll stand our ground in the raging storm.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you all enjoyed the praise and worship music for this evening. Okay, let's get into the message. Okay, it's called Plans. See, trust is something we're not created to give away lightly. We value trust like we value our own lives, constantly scrutinizing others to see if they're worthy of our trust. But still, we are made to do life with help. We are made to place our trust in that which will provide us with more life, joy, and peace. I pray that this week you and I will discover how trustworthy our Heavenly Father is. I pray that we will willingly hand over control of our lives to a capable, loving, and near God. And I pray we will experience the abundant life that can only come through placing our trust in a God who gives up everything for a relationship with us. Our plans are one of the areas of life in which it can be most difficult to trust God. So often we look within ourselves to discover desires, ambitions, and from plans based solely on our understanding and limited perspective. We place the weight of planning our lives squarely on our own shoulders and settle for a life filled with pleasure and failure. Our Heavenly Father is speaking over His children with His great desire to guide us. He longs to share His wonderful plans with us that will satisfy the deepest desire of our hearts and help us store up bountiful treasures in heaven with Him. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15 illustrates the necessity of looking to God for our plans. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, He will live and do this or that. So why do we look to ourselves when we do not know what tomorrow will bring? Why do we look to our own will when our Heavenly Father longs to share His perfect will with us? For some of us, we simply don't know that God wants to reveal His plans to us. So many believers are living without revelation of all that's available to them through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Know today God's heart for you. Romans 12:2 commands, do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See, you can't discern the will of God. You can know His plans for you. He is a good Father who longs to shepherd you into the greater things of this life. For others of us that know God wants to share His plans with us, we fail to look for or follow His leadership because somewhere in our hearts we doubt that He will truly give us the best life. We look at the lives of others, other believers, and decide we'll have more fun if we go our own way. So often we as Christians have not exhibited to others a lifestyle of being fully satisfied in God and His plans. We exhibit a lukewarm faith where we neither experience the fullness of God or what the world has to offer. And as a result, our lives are lived without passion, joy, or abundance in any form. The truth of God's heart for you and me today is that He has a perfect, pleasing plan for us that He longs to reveal. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your path. So God longs to make straight the path laid before you. He longs to guide you into greater and greater things in every season. He knows what lies ahead of you. He knows opportunities and roadblocks that are coming your way. And He is the good shepherd who will lead you into the fullness of life available to you this side of heaven. May you trust your loving Heavenly Father with your plans and experience His leadership in every decision you face today. So meditate on the availability of fruit of trusting God with your plans. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you future and hope. What keeps you from trusting God with your plans? Why do you look to yourself to plan your own way? James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. Come now, you who say today and tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears a little time and vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills it, we will live and do this or that. So certainly lay your plans before your good shepherd and ask him for his plans. Look to his plans for your work, family, and relationship. Ask him how he plans to satisfy the desires of your heart for joy, passion, and purpose. Psalms 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Psalms 138, verse 8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. So God is more concerned about the state of your heart than the work of your hands. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Of course God cares about what you do. But before he longs for you to accomplish his plan for you, he simply wants you to know his love. You serve a God who cares about your emotions, thoughts, perspectives, and sense of worth. More than he wants you to do something, he wants you to be something. He longs for your life to reflect his overwhelming love and goodness. He longs for your life to be a declaration of his grace and nearness. So look to God for your satisfaction and follow desires he places in your heart. May the work of your hands and the state of your heart be centered on the goodness of your loving, powerful, and near Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 12. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Okay, well, let's get into the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Are you lacking in purpose in your life and you need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, okay, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever the issue may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to know Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and then press the 1 key. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us and everybody listening that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I mean, because right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing as you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Okay. Well, we're gonna get Tony up to come in here and read from us for the Bible. Okay. So I'm gonna bring Tony on. Okay, so he can read the Bible to you. Okay. Here he is.
It's going out tonight to all my fans in the chat room. all of you who love me so. This goes out to y'all tonight. Well, first of all, as always, you know, I need to open up by telling you all, COVID is getting worse in Texas. It looks like they might shut down part of our state. So if y'all are out there and you have to run around, you have to be out, you have to go to work, you have to do your jobs, just be careful. And if you don't have to be out, stay the hell at home. So here we go. I'm going to take off right where we left off the last time. Genesis 43. So the men took the present, and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hand, and arose, and went down to Egypt. And they stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, "Take these men to my home, and slaughter an animal, and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon." Then the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's home, and they said, "It is because of the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we were brought in, so that he may make a case against us and seize us, to take us as slaves with our donkeys." When they drew near the door to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house, and said, "Oh, sir, we indeed came down the first time to buy food, but it happened when we came to the encampment that we opened our sacks, and there each man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. So we have brought it back in our hand, and we have brought down other money in our hands to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks." But he said, "Peace be with you, and do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. So the men brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys feed. Then they made the present ready for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" And they answered, "Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive." And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Now his heart yearned for his brother, so Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep. And he went into his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and he restrained himself and said, "Serve the bread." So they set him a place by himself and them by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat food with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked in astonishment at one another. Then he took servings to them from before him, but Benjamin's serving was five times as much as any of theirs. So they drank and were merry with him. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all of those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does not my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please, come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For those 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all of Egypt. And I just lost my place. Now the report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come. So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart. Go to the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded to do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. Also, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all of the land of Egypt is yours. Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them carts according to the command of Pharaoh, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And he sent to his father these things: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and food for his father for the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said to them, see that you do not come troubled along the way. Then they went up and out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still, because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, it is enough. Joseph my son is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. Now see, the slave became a king. A little word of worship from Psalms. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. You shall keep them, O Lord, you shall preserve them for this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Proverbs 3:31-32, words of wisdom. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. Sorry about that. My tongue got wrapped. Well, there it is, the Bible, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night.
Thank you. That was very good reading. There you go, Tony. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the reading for tonight. Can't wait. To see what's next. I think it's going to be Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 31. Okay. All righty. That's what's going to be coming up in the next Bible reading. All right. Okay. Okay. All righty. Well, let's get into some callers. Okay, he's been here for a while. I've been waiting for a while. Okay. Let's start with the first caller, 111. Okay, next caller, 111. Okay, 909. Is that you, Beanie? 909. Okay. Well, I'll get back, come back to you. Okay. All right. Okay, 111. You're on the air.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
How are you, my son?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am more blessed and more favored.
Okay.
I wanted a bone with you.
Okay.
Why are you saying mean things about me?
I'm not saying mean things about you. I'm simply saying the truth. Okay?
You said that I could not open a door without it hitting me.
In the face. Yeah, that's not mean. That's not mean.
What do you call that, Kenny?
Oh, well, it's not mean. It's being truthful. Okay? Okay, because you're not an MD. You're not all this degrees. You don't get them. You don't become an MD overnight. Okay, it takes 12 years or so. Okay, to become an MD. Okay, so I mean, why are you telling people these lies that you're this and you're that and you're this and you're that? Because you're not all these things. Okay. It's impossible to see all these things.
Kenny.
It's impossible. Okay, it's impossible.
Kenny. I have the doctrines to prove that I have the educations needed to have these titles.
Okay.
I have them. I printed them, most of them, myself at the library, and they are real, and I am almost done framing all of them. I don't understand why you are attacking me after all I am trying to do is help you.
Well, you said bad things about me on Tony Gaga's show, okay, which was not truthful, okay? You lied, okay? Talk about I'm a pedo and this and that, okay? And I don't appreciate that, because I'm going to tell you right now, sir, if you were face-to-face and you said that, okay, I'd smack you in the face, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. If you said that to me face-to-face, I would have smacked you, okay? And also your dear buddy, BBF, okay? I would have smacked him too. Okay? For lying.
Kenny, can I say something to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Kenny. I was sticking up for you, Kenny. I was.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Yes. Because Tony F. is beating you and giving you the pills to be a pedo and molest Brian, and he's shitting on your helmet and pooping on your helmet and adding the poop that you poop in your helmet and putting it on your head, and it's giving you a willingness to be a pedo. It makes you want to be a pedo, and I want
no,
to help
doesn't.
You.
I'm not a pedo, period. I never was and never will be.
What
okay,
about
I'm not.
Little
and Victor you know what?
And
you're
little
done.
Brian.
You're
Victor
done.
And Brian, you
you're
are touching
done.
Them. And Dominguez,
you're
the
done.
Horse.
You're
touched
done.
All of them. You're a
you
pedo, Kenny. I will
get out of here. Go somewhere. Okay? Okay? Yeah, I mean, go to hell with your lying self. Okay? All right? Okay, I'm done with you. Okay? Let's try 909. Okay, again. 909, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. I don't know what's going on, why he ain't speaking. Okay. Okay, let's try 111 over here.
Hey, Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How was your weekend?
All right. I didn't do anything.
You didn't go to Brian's?
No.
Well, is Brian a listener? A regular listener to GRM, or?
No, he's not. He's just a friend of mine.
Okay. Well, I believe that Cobra Jeff is supposed to be calling in. He's seeking guidance about that contortionist picture that you uploaded to Discord.
I didn't post that. I didn't post that. Johnny Longfeather posted it. Okay.
No, the contortionist picture that you posted.
Yeah, Johnny Longfeather posted it.
Hmm.
I didn't post it.
Well, did you send it to Johnny Longfeather?
I didn't send it to nobody. It's a fake picture. It's posed, and I'm not even going to argue with this with you. Okay? It's an imposed picture. Okay? It's fake. Okay? Okay? And that's it. Okay?
Well, I mean, but you are a contortionist, correct?
No, I'm not a contortionist.
You can't put your legs
behind your head? No,
or
I can't.
Or self-suck?
No. Okay, goodbye. Okay, let's try 317.
Ken.
What,
do not
Johnny?
Bring me into... Do not bring
you
me into this.
You know you posted those
not,
pictures. You posted those pictures,
just,
so don't lie.
I didn't make the pictures. The pictures were sent
to me. I didn't make the picture either.
Okay, but it's your face, and you're performing a sexual act that is defies all logic.
You're the one that posted
it. I sent it to you to see if it was authentic, if it was legitimate, and you're mentioning my name like I'm the one who made the picture, and that's not true.
Well, somebody imposed my face on it.
So you're not able to do that?
No.
Okay. That would explain. If you could, that might be why you rarely leave the house to keep yourself entertained.
No.
Okay, what about the other picture of you on a bus going to Brian's house?
That's fake too.
And there's a red helmet, and on the helmet
there's a Budweiser sticker. That's fake as all get out.
Okay, are you going to blame me for that picture? Because I had nothing to do with that.
Well, how am I supposed to know you had nothing to do with it? Okay, you posted it a lot. Okay.
Because I wanted to verify if it was accurate.
Well, it's not accurate.
Okay, well, now I know.
Okay, well, don't post it anymore.
I don't know why. Did something happen recently that got you in such a foul mood? What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, I'm just tired of all this bull crap that's going on.
Well,
okay?
You told Pastor Kent that he should go to hell.
Yeah, basically.
How's that godly?
That's very godly, okay? Because he's not a godly person, okay? Okay, he's a faker, okay? Okay, he's not godly at all, okay? All he does is lie, okay? Repeatedly, okay? So, okay, that's all I've got to say about that, okay? So if he was so godly, okay, why would he be lying, okay, about it, all the credentials and this and that? And it's all a lie, okay?
Dan, I've seen pictures of the credentials. I've seen the credentials.
Yeah, I know.
And he's got pastor clothes now. He's got a pastor pastoral vestment or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've seen the parchment. I've seen the degrees. He printed them out at the public library. They have to be legitimate. I think you're kind of jealous that now he's got more than you now. He's got more doctorates than you have, and I think you're jealous. And also, his ratings are sky high, and I think you might have a little jealousy.
Well, that's wonderful. Good for him. Okay, like I really care. Okay, I don't care. I don't care about his ratings. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. I don't listen to his program. Okay, I don't listen to his YouTube. Okay, it's ridiculous. Okay, so. Okay, therefore, that's what I got to say about that, okay?
Isn't jealousy one of the Ten Commandments?
I'm not jealous at all, okay? I could care less about Pastor Kent, okay?
Don't you feel that you owe him something since he helped you get started?
I don't owe him anything.
Radio?
If anything, he owes me, okay?
Heavenly Grace Ministries was his idea. God's Rainbow Ministries
was his
idea.
It was not
his
idea. You don't know the truth, Johnny. You've been brainwashed into all these lies. Heavenly Grace Ministries was not his idea. It was Heaven's Gateway Ministries to begin with. Okay, then it changed to
Chosen
Heavenly
Ones.
Grace.
What about Chosen Ones?
Chosen One was his, okay? Okay, he merged with me. Okay? He merged with me. Okay?
What I've heard is that he provided the credit card that allowed you to pay for over a year of Blog Talk.
Well, you know, you've been misinformed. Okay? You've been misinformed.
Well, I'm glad you...
Okay?
I'm glad you...
I've been paying for Blog Talk, okay, since 2015, okay, when Pastor Kent was with me. Okay, he has paid for nothing. Okay, okay, he's nothing but a leech. Okay, and that's all he'll ever be. He's a leech off of other people. Okay, now this Blog Talk that he's got now, I'm sure he's got somebody paying for it. He ain't paying for it. Okay.
How did this rumor get started that you have a poop helmet?
BBF, okay, and his lies.
Because have you ever pooped in a helmet?
No, I haven't. Okay, goodbye, Johnny. Okay. I'm not discussing this on my radio program. Okay, so goodbye. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me bring on Pastor Wanda now. Okay? Okay, have a voice of decency. Hello, Pastor Wanda.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. My brother, don't entertain anything because Revelation 12:10, the accuser of brethren, God does not want you. You are on there to edify and for the hearers. You don't have to defend yourself. You have a rock of fortress and stronghold. You have a mighty God that fights every one of your battles in Exodus 14:14, 2 Chronicles 20:16. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord.
Amen.
Psalm 37, he said, fret not for evildoers, neither be injured, for they soon shall wither like grass. So do not entertain anything because the enemy wants to put you to a shame. Okay? I don't care what they post. God, he sees He see it. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps or slumber. He knows this. The Lord is your shepherd. Psalms 23. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? In Psalm 27. Psalm 91. He who abides under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Do not have to battle. You have a God that is a battle axe, and he will bring anything down that is not. He said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105:15. Don't engage in this, because this is what the enemy wants. Okay? You ain't got to say anything. Jesus didn't say a word.
I know, but I get tired of being accused of
things. No. Listen, that's why you got to sit in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. Do you know the same thing going on here with me? But I'm going to count it all joy in James 1. So I'm going to take you to the master. I'm not going to engage. So God had me to call. I had to get off the phone. And I had the Holy Spirit prompt me to call. This is about the fifth time I didn't call. I called when it first came on to warn you. See, the enemy is trying to weigh down God when God is trying to tell you, pull from me, pull from my strength. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. It don't matter how tired you get, weak in the flesh, strong in the spirit. The flesh is going to want to defend itself. I just thought I had to explain something to my daughter. So a person went behind me. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example. If they lied on Jesus, you know that he said, if they done it unto me, so God, the word tomorrow is by hating. Okay? Slandering. Malice mouth. God told me about the smooth talkers, deceitful tongues. He even had me on a whole bunch of stuff about what's going on. And it's all the time jealous, envy. Envy brings up what? Strife. See, it's just like putting on gasoline, kerosene, charcoal, lighter fluid, butane, ether. If you don't say anything, a soft word turns away what? Strife and wrath. Don't feed into it. That's what God wants me to tell you. Do not feed into it. Now, I could have got on the phone and not called you, but I didn't know what was the intent God had me to call. I just heard the same thing about me. Somebody went to my child and said something that is not true. And my daughter said, I know my mama. Okay, she said, I ain't saying that when you got back in the car. They waited good till I got the car. But let me tell you something. God's going to fight that battle. I ain't fighting no battle. I'm tired of fighting. I know I got my armor on. So when you come and engage now, we can go to the grace of the throne to see mercy in time of need. Now, if you look at Joshua, God, the enemy came accusing Joshua then. Joshua and God asked him, what you doing here? The angel changed his clothes. Okay? God gave him the best ring, best robe, took off the filthy clothes. If God did that for Joshua, that's in the new. If Daniel, okay, Job, think about it. God gave us everything in the Word of God, but most part of it, he gave us Jesus. You have the most powerful name to call upon. He's a faithful and just God, and he won't fail. When you say, God, I'm tired, he said, call upon my name. He hears what you call, and he will save you. All this that's going on is trying to make you out into not to be who you are. You're a son of a king. You're an ambassador of Christ. So we ain't got time for that. It's people out here dying. People out here homeless, so I'm getting limbs cut off. So I'm in the hospital with cancer, AIDS. What's going on now, the pandemic? We got stuff to talk about on that and to pray on. We don't have time for this pettiness. They're going to come against your character. Just like if they came at God, Jesus' character, they'll come at yours. Amen?
You're right. You know.
So
okay.
what you need to do is say, Lord, have mercy on them. Bless them. He said, bless those that spitefully use you. Pray for those who persecute. He tell us he didn't gave us every weapon. Okay? Every weapon. Don't take it to heart because, see, where is this coming from? It is not coming from God. God is not a God of confusion. God is a God of descent order, 1 Corinthians 14:40. I just told the person, I'm not engaging until the Lord give me and say engage. I'm not going to go again. I don't know the call. I don't know what his rank with God. I don't know your rank, but I know my rank. With my relationship, I know what God has said. I look at the attributes of God, and do you know I'm a beast, still know that God is going to take care of this. He's been taking care of you this long, and what you've been through in life, nothing, no one, no demon can touch you. Satan can't touch you. They must get permission. This had to get permission from God to all this mess going on. God is just testing you. The enemy wants to tempt you to just go little. That ain't of God. Then praise the Lord. You bring the Lord on the scene, okay? Bring the Lord on the scene. Praise the Lord. I'm going to praise him in the midst of every storm because I know that storm too small for God. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I didn't know why he had me. My hip was hurt. I didn't want to call. I said, if I got to call. I didn't say it all day. I got to call him. I got to call. Don't know the intent, but I'm obedient to make sure I got to keep my brother in prayer. As always, you ain't fighting. It's more of us than them. Come on now. Just like Elijah. He said, open their eyes to see. That's what I had to ask, say of God, to open their eyes to see when they keep coming at me. And a person had, they died, and God had to send me to lay hands because they said they didn't believe in Jesus. But through the resurrection that God have did in my life, and I told you this before, they kept putting their mouth on me, kept putting their mouth. God said, hold on. Vengeance mindset, I will repay the Lord. And God did. I ain't got to do nothing. I know my God. That he's my everything. He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of you. So stop it. When they call next time, shut it down. You have no time entertaining. We got too much work out here being on front line, warring for other people.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Daddy.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Lana, for pointing that back out to me. Okay?
That's all right.
Sometimes I forget, you know. I mean, the human side takes over.
That's why he, before you get on the radio, listen to me. I didn't say it. I didn't be still. I didn't rest in the Lord. I didn't told him I love him. Come on, hold me, God. Keep me strong in you, okay? See, in Zechariah 4:6, he says, not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by my spirit. So I got to pull everything from up from the kingdom of God, from heaven. I got to withdraw. I got to withdraw everything from the kingdom to be strong in him, okay? And that's why you sit. Sit till God tell you. And then when it's time, he refreshes you. He renews you. He gives you fresh oil. That everything that's coming against you is supposed to roll off your back like a duck. A duck, you know, the water, let it roll off your back. That ain't, that's too small. That's all y'all got. That's all you got to say. Next time, said it. Jesus, answer that call. Jesus, answer that door, because that ain't for me. Amen?
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Me. That ain't
amen.
My battle.
Yeah.
Hey, so listen, how are you doing today?
I am blessed and highly favored. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. So if you blessed and highly favored, you ain't got time for foolishness and nonsense.
That's right.
You are
that's
a
right.
son of a king, and you have the King of Kings. I sent you something. God had me to listen to Shekinah Glory, all hail to the King of Glory. When it's talking about his train filled the temple. And how Isaiah seen this in the spirit realm. It's the highest glory. See, we got to learn to sit. And that's why I said, man, you need to stay in touch. You still have not sent me your telephone number because we got to. It's, we have to be accountability. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I just been busy.
You're not that busy. Listen, I don't want you to forget. Now, I want you to text me your number now so I can put it in my Bible.
I can't text, but I have to call you, okay? I'll call you on the same number you called in on, okay?
Okay.
That's the number I have.
What was the sermon on? Let's get some word in. Let's iron sharpen iron now. I'm sweating.
Well, the sermon was on plans, okay?
Plan.
Okay, how God does plans our life out. Okay.
All right. Okay. Now let's go to Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm gonna make it personal for you. Well, I know the plan that I have for Pastor. A plan to possibly not harm you. A plan to give you hope in the future. So I just said, Pastor Ken, I got this planned out. I got it mapped out. But a lot of people, just like what's going on right now, that's finished. That is finished. See, We rebuke all things that such a way, send it back where it came from. God said, I got the plan. I got the divine plan. So he is the creator of the life giver. And he knows what's going to happen this day. So you got to start asking God, show me what you, let me see what you see. And he will reveal things to you. And I was telling the person, I want to know what God. So as you know the word of God, and as you said, he's going to always, he don't tell a servant, he tell a friend. You're a friend of Jesus, okay? Where God then brought you from, God then planned everything out. He has the best plan, just like the basic instruction before leaving this earth. He's the same as we have the Bible. We have instruction, even he has instruction for us, and even in this walk. That's why he tells us to seek first the kingdom. When we seek first the kingdom of God and all his rights and everything else we add, everything from his hand, from his heart to you, okay? So when we know who God is in that relationship in John 15:1, okay, it's a oneness. God is calling for oneness. And a lot of things are trying to get God's people distracted. But he said, I have planned this. I plan your life out. I know what you're called to be. I know your gifts. I know your talents. I know you're lying down when you're getting up in Psalm 139. So
amen.
Just like my life. So when he didn't told us, he gave us everything we need. But when you don't want the plans of God, we have a choice, a free will. So a lot of people don't want to choose what God has for them. God wants to give his people the best. And a lot of things that tries to, the enemy wants you to have mess. See, we don't dangle from the enemy's being a puppet, okay? We have been brought out of darkness for the glorious light, okay? And we sit at the king's table. The king's going to let you know what you're his friend. Amen?
Amen.
Your life is already written. It's in the book of life. He didn't told you. When you have come to know and receive salvation from the Most High God, the only living God it is. And he did this before the fire. And he said, I know you in Ephesians. So if God knows you, a lot of people don't think they know of you. Okay? But God knows you. Your hand, in his mighty righteous right hand, he have engraved Pastor Ken's name. Amen?
Amen.
So listen. So, you know, we look at, when you look at what God then did and what he then said about you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't worry about not one person saying another thing about you, what God have said about you. No charges or anything can be brought against a child of a king. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? Who can bring a charge against God's elect? No one. That's a plan that God had already planned out.
Amen.
Nobody can bring a charge against God's elect. That's word. Okay?
Yep.
This weapon of warfare not carnal, but mighty to pull every stronghold out and to bring it into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. God said, I'm the protector, I'm the healer, I'm the deliverer. Everything is in him. Because that is your father. That is your Abba. Okay? That's the plan. God had this planned out today. But it ain't going to work. See, when God spoke something, he gave me Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, watch this, prosper against Ken shall prosper. In every charge.
Yeah.
So listen to me. We make it personal. We got to start decreeing things over our life. Even when people, we ask God for mercy for that young man. Whoever bringing charges, you have one to defend, protect, cover, and you can call him and he'll save you. That's a plan for when things are happening in your life. He already knows who you are. He knows how you're going to look, who you'll be born from, what's all the tragedy, the suffering, the pain, affliction. It's not about a degree. Listen to that, man. I'm going to tell you about the biggest degree. It's a degree that's going to hell. Now, I'm going to bring this in. It's hot there. Okay, God is already planning for many. I ain't saying that person going to hell, so let whoever hear me, don't get it twisted. First of all, I would not come against God's elect, God's anointing. That's a plan. God then planned and mapped it. He then mapped everything out. If you work for the enemy, that's where your choice is. God then gave. Many people have died for putting their mouth on God's anointing. I'm going to tell you, it's always a Judas in the camp. They hear the Lord say that. And so Judah's always in the camp, and God told me a long time ago to tell you that, didn't I? Pastor Ken?
Yeah.
He told me. And everything have came to pass, okay? It's always somebody want to come against God's people, who did this and who did that. But who's doing everything? God is doing everything. He's on the throne. Don't allow your mouth to send you to hell. Your action, your how you want me to say this, God? You can't keep coming again. It's not Ken's anointing. It's not my anointing. In Isaiah 61, that's where the anointing came through Jesus Christ. Before he came, it was an event to come. He gave everybody a free will. You can choose life or you can choose. He says in the word of God, Proverbs, death and life is in the power of the tongue and those who choose to eat his fruit. So what fruit are you going to eat? That's still a plan. Everything been planned out. You come against God's people, this was to happen. Anybody that wants to, I looked at by Jezebel, a controlling spirit. Okay? She had her to control a king. I can go in the Bible and bring all this out. God had that already planned out. Anybody that did some Saul, you can look at all these characters. They had a chance to turn back to God. They had their own. Judas had a feel of blood. Jezebel behind coming against God's anointing. Listen, what I'm going to tell you about. Now, these are examples. They went to hell. Judas, Baal. Jezebel, they didn't even have a burial ground for her. The birds ate her up, trampled over her in the city. I would not want that to choose that for my life to come against God's anointing. That's all I got to say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody playing.
Yes, I understand you. Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. God know I'm tired. I'm tired, not spiritually tired. I'm strong in him, but weak in the flesh. But he can always allow me to be able to expound. This ain't of God when all this stuff is going on. We are to edify for the hearers. Okay. Edify for the hearers.
Yes.
We have
zero
tolerance. So the plan today, to repent, return back to God, and see, ask that person to forgive. You ask God to forgive them for what they know not to do. You got to always somebody. God then gave us a plan for that. I had to ask for forgiveness for something I didn't even do. Somebody ran up on me and hit me and did all kinds of stuff, but God, I'm still here. But God had me to call and ask for forgiveness. I said, whoa, me? He's not, who's right or wrong? Who's humble enough to say, can you please forgive me because I wronged you? So God had me to get on my phone. When he took me out of the world, I think I was out three, four years, and it hadn't got up to my days. He says, the Holy Spirit showed me about forgiveness. Because, see, tomorrow not promised. We can say things and we can't take them back, but we can get it right in the eyesight. That's what that righteous is. So we can be in right standing. We don't want to be outstanding. And we don't, he said, don't be angry. I mean, don't let the sun go down and sin not.
Yes, amen. That's so true. Don't let the sun go down when you're angry. Okay?
There you
go.
So listen, it's nighttime. You have to be very careful what you say, because this was confused, man. And God already knows this is what I'm trying to happen to you. But then he had me to call. We got to bring peace back there. And we still got to get it right with everybody. Because, see, others hurt you, my brother. Okay? I get out of order, I didn't have to get in. So this way, you know what you have to do. That's not me. I'll do it for you. But I'm just going to make sure, because you don't want to. For some, it might be a new lesson on now.
Okay. Amen to that. Well, I wanted to make some announcements here. Okay, tomorrow night is Pastor Wanda's night. It's Women of God, Daughters of the King, show. Okay, everyone is welcome to attend and listen. Okay, but Pastor Wanda is running the show. That's her show. Okay, and she's picking it back up on Wednesday night. Okay. So Pastor Wanda, if you want to tell any people about the
I want you to send me a flyer. We're going to send it out. It is time for the raise up. We got to raise these daughters so they can have their king, their crown. Okay? And, yes, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to send it out. I'm going to say, hold on, Pastor Ken. All right. Something is happening in the house. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All things work together for those who love God and call the forth of first Father, Stephanie. And I glorify Magnus. I thank you, Dad. Something, you know, I got a bungee cord on. Something broke in my house, okay? So I had my grandson. It came loose. But, yes, I will be sending it out. But I need, you know how you used to do it, Pastor Ken?
It's yeah. All the time for it. Well, you see, the problem is my old Facebook, is not working. So if you want to, you can send me a Facebook friends request to Alex Staples.
All right, hold on, let me write all this down. Thank you, Father God. All right, hold on. Thank you, Dad. Hold on. Let me find an ink pack. I'm going from one room to another one. He didn't make me a little dizzy because all is well. God is a good God, ain't it, Pastor? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, okay, I got one, Pastor. I've been on assignment. I've been on a lot of assignments. And everything be in order.
Yeah. When I call you tonight, I'll give you all the details and everything. So I'll give you a call after the program. We got a minute and 44
right.
seconds. So if you want to give
all
us
right.
a prayer to take us out.
All right. Did you do your altar call?
Yes, I did the altar call.
All right. Let's go to the grace of song. Oh, everybody take a deep breath. We need Jesus more than the air we breathe, okay? Oh, great Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify because you're such an awesome God. And, Father God, you're in control of every situation. And, Father God, I call forth from everything from the kingdom of God to back my brother up as well as all the children of God right now and the newcomers and the ones that receive salvation today. I'm asking for divine protection. I cover them with the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And Father, we bring forth greatness through your word because that's what greatness is. That is the treasure right now, Father God. And Father God, as anybody that's going in and out, I ask you to bless them, bless in and bless out, Father God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come unto them, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to silence the enemy because he has no authority over your people. And Father God, it's a lot of things to be praying for. Father God, you know before I'm asking, Father God, I'm asking you to cover nations, your people, every nationality, all life matter, not just one life. And Father God, I thank you for you being in control. I thank you for the kingdom. I thank you for eternity. I thank you for salvation, grace, mercy, protection. I thank you for power. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for Jesus. And Father God, show up and show out in the lives of the ones that you have called forth. And Father God, we thank you for the body of Christ and the house of the Lord. And Father God, as we sleep in slumber, Father God, ask for angels being camped around us. And we glorify, exalt you. And we know who you are. You are our everything. And we love you. And we glorify you again, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you. And don't forget, tomorrow night is Women of God, Daughters of a King with Pastor Wanda, okay, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? And like I said, I'll give you a call, okay, and so stand by, and I'll call you, okay?
All right, and we love you, and I love you, Pastor Ken. All
well,
is
thank
well.
You. I love you, Pastor Wanda.
I got the phone in my hand waiting on the call.
Okay. I'll be calling you
soon.
Oh, my
gosh, man.
Okay.
Amen, baby.
Okay, amen.